Hey guys, this is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt.
Hey guys, so this episode we are doing something special, like we always do. I feel like I always started off like that.
Yeah.
But we're doing IPAs. Wyatt and I are just going to try our best IPAs right now, local IPAs that signify Utah, our favorite local IPAs at the moment. We found one that Wyatt and I are very excited to try. It's a Mexican IPA. Yeah. Cerveza, and I was excited when I found this one.
This looks cool. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so it's a Zulupes is a Latin family-owned, independent U.S.-based business authentically inspired by Mexican heritage and personal experiences.
The dude who owns it, Javier Chavez,
mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a...
Junior. Mm-hmm. He's the founder and brewer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he said that years of experimenting went into developing the beer. He's got a different – he designed the grain bill and the flavorings to pair with Mexican foods and savory dishes. So Wyatt and I this morning had breakfast burritos, and it's kind of ironic because we're going to have this. But this is an IPA that we haven't actually tried.
No, neither
but,
of us.
Wyatt, read us the bottle, would you?
Gladly. Says, El Bajío, Mexico, agave fills the countryside of our family's ancestral homeland. Summer barbecues consisted of – elotes, carne asada, and cervezas with a slice of lime.
Elote, dude.
I don't know. What's elote?
Elote is the roasted corn, street corn.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
Has the, like the cream. Yeah, cream on it,
cream,
and then you put
butter,
chili powder on it.
Stuff,
oh,
yeah.
Dude, it's so good. Holly and I were trying to find it because Holly lived in L.A. for about a year and a half of her life before we got married. And she said there was all around the street. So we went there a couple years ago to find some, and we walked the streets of L.A. to find elote. None.
Really?
And we went to Cancun in Mexico, and I thought, in Mexico, I'd find elote. And we walked probably 3 miles and did not find one fucking elote.
God damn.
And it's like – and so I just made it at home. When we got home, I just made it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We used to have that when I was a kid.
Fucking, you just keep them in the husk and you roast. Oh, man. It's so fucking good.
Our craft cerveza brewed with agave nectar, citrusy, lupulo, hops, and lime peel does homage to family experiences with amigos and beer.
Beautiful. I love
that's
that.
Awesome, dude.
Agave nectar and lime peel.
Yeah.
I'm interesting.
I'm a little nervous. Anytime there's like an additional sweetener in beer, that kind of makes me nervous.
Oh, who knows it? Because they have a golden ale, an IPA, a pineapple pale ale, a stout, and an amber is what I found. And then they have a hibiscus wheat beer and Los Muertos beer.
That
one sounds really good. It's got cinnamon, cane, sugar, cloves, orange peel. Anyway, so this one, going back to IPAs, Wyatt and I, we did an IPA episode recently with Halls. And we got Halls to open her palate to IPAs. And you and I, this is kind of ironic because at the very beginning when we started this podcast, IPAs weren't our strong suit. We didn't really care much for IPAs. And now we've kind of had pinkies in the air. I feel like we have an acquired taste to IPAs.
Yeah, like a change of heart a little bit.
We're kind of singing a different tune now.
Yeah, I think like just drinking them and trying to look for flavors and stuff in them has helped us enjoy them more, but at the same time, I've noticed there's a lot more beers that I don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I notice things a lot quicker.
But that's the thing. If you can pick out different things, that's what's going to help you appreciate
beers. Right. If it's well done, then it's like, oh, man, this is
right.
Awesome.
Or if something's wrong or off. That's why when you and I talk to brewmasters and brewers, and they're like, yeah, this is off, and you and I are sitting like, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
No, it's off. Now we know.
We don't notice.
Got it.
Yeah.
And I feel like our palate has expanded. You know, it's blown up a lot.
I'm excited to drink this. I'm excited to try their amber with cinnamon and has cane sugar. And I feel like a lot of these have additional sweeteners, which makes me
nervous. I'm excited, dude. I really am. But off the nose, you get that sweetness to it. A little bit of hop sweetness to it. I like it, dude.
What makes you say sweetness?
That agave pops. You got that sweet agave.
I
got the agave, because, I mean, I mix with agave almost every night when it comes to bartending.
Yeah.
Agave is a good – I love putting agave in things.
I've never noticed, like, a distinct smell from agave. I've noticed, like, distinct smells from, like similar thing, like honey, I feel like is very similar to agave. I noticed this distinct smell from honey and from tequila. Yeah. Right, tequila is agave.
Yeah.
But I don't know like
how to pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know, like, agave specifically. Tequila, to me, smells, like, that's what I imagine agave would smell like, but I imagine it's a little different.
So, for me, it just, I don't think of agave the plant, I think of agave the sweetener.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm picking up, and I feel like I'm getting mixed agave with the lime.
I get a little bit of, what was that smell that we've been picking up a lot lately?
Butyric acid?
Butyric, I smell a little bit
this of butyric. This could be old, I don't know. I picked this up at got this at a local Harmon's. That's where Harmon's got a great selection. If you guys are in Utah would like craft beer, Harmon's always has a great selection. Harmon's is like the OG when it comes to that. And then Smith's. I think Smith's is my second choice to go to. Walmart can suck one. They don't have a good selection of beer.
No, it's like Macy's. Bush, and then they might have Bush Light too.
Yeah, boo. Macy's not a fan. Target, not a fan. But I think Harmon's and Smith's are my go-tos.
Yeah. Harmon's for sure. You showed me Harmon's pretty recent. I was a Smith. I was like going to Smith's for craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was impressed by their selection. Mm-hmm. And then like you showed me Harmon's. I was like, holy shit.
Harmon's has like just a step further.
Yeah, it's like selection. Next level beer selection for sure.
But let's taste this, dude. It's got a great, beautiful, beautiful color to it. It looks
like a haze even.
I was going to say haze. And it's got that caramel color to it. It's
almost like orange juice.
I mean, I'm excited to try this, dude.
Whoa.
Not bad.
It's a lot more dry than I expected it to be. It's like super dry.
So for me, it lit my tongue up, my palate, and then ended. It finished it hard. It didn't sit there. I got the pillowy mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of, you know, lit my tongue up, lit my mouth up, and then just ended.
Yeah.
It didn't stay. The flavor's not there. It's not overly hopped, but the hops are beautiful.
It just barely left my palate. Like I had a lot of lingering hop, like right there in the center of my tongue, like a little lingering, like bitterness. But overall, I would say very dry.
It is dry.
Very, very dry.
Yeah.
I think this may be the driest beer I've ever drank.
It's the driest IPA I've had in a long time, probably ever.
We haven't had a brute IPA on here, though.
No, we haven't.
I think it would be cool to have a brute IPA because those are supposed to be really dry.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I imagine those taste like.
Right. Though. And this is dry. And what we mean by dry is it's I don't know how to explain it. It's not wet. That's super ironic, but it's not wet. You know,
it doesn't.
When something's dry like a wine or a beer, it basically just kind of – it hits you and goes.
Yeah.
And it's just right? Which it sounds off-putting, but it's actually kind of nice. It's not –
Depending on how it pairs with like the flavors and stuff.
This would pair really well with the breakfast burritos we had this morning. We had steak and eggs, breakfast burritos, a little pico de gallo and guac.
Yeah.
And I think this would pair well with it.
This would really clean out like that kind of fat from all the steak and the cheese and that sort of stuff.
And that.
This would just clean that
right
out.
They did a good job with it. I like this one. I really, the lime zest they put in it, I get that. And I'm enjoying that.
I would like to try this with some like hearty Mexican food, like some carne from the grill and,
There's something. El Pastor, which is a.
Like a marinated pork, right?
Yeah. So with pineapple.
Oh shit!
And so this goes with pineapple, I think.
Yeah, that would be good.
And those tacos, like I love that and lingua, tongue. So yeah, I love tongue. Cow tongue, super good. And I think this would pair well with both of them because of the fattiness of it.
I would even put this with like when I was a kid, my best friend, my best friends growing up, Fabian and Luciano.
That's
Cruz,
right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We would always have like barbecues at their house, like in their driveway. Right? They would just fucking start grilling.
That's
and we
old
would always
school,
have,
dude. Hell yeah.
Chorizo. That would be like chorizo. What we'd have first would be like chorizo, and then they would have the carne going, but they would put the chorizo on first. Kind of like how when my dad has barbecues, he puts like brats on or whatever,
and then
like he'll put the burgers on. We'll like snack on brats while we wait for the burgers.
Yeah.
They like have chorizo and they snack on the chorizo while they wait for the carne to be done.
So chorizo is like a spicy sausage.
Yeah.
It's really good done right. I've had shitty ones.
I would love this.
This would be
like
really
I can imagine drinking this out of the bottle, standing in the driveway with
chilling
a lime.
Yeah,
and like some chorizo.
So for Holly and I have a Day of the Dead party every year, and because Dia de los Muertos is one of the most important holidays to me.
Yeah.
And this drinking at the party would be perfect.
We should talk to Javier Chavez Jr. And
we
see
should.
If he'll sponsor your Day of the Dead party.
Oh, I would love that. Hey, man, just come. We'll grill. All you got to do is show up and just talk beer.
Yeah.
We'll reach out to him. Absolutely.
That would be so cool, dude.
So if anyone knows Javier, let us know. We'll reach out to him. Hey, guys, great job on this beer. If you guys ever see it, Zalupas is – super sexy.
I'm excited to try the rest of them. I really want to try their amber. I imagine it tasting a lot like horchata.
Oh, maybe. It's got cane sugar and cinnamon. So, yeah, I love it. So, like we said, Zalupe's is in Ogden, Utah. And you can get in most Harmon's. And it's really hard to find right now, but it's out there. It is out there.
Dude, I was nervous off the notes, but great beer overall.
I really enjoyed it.
I think you really need some like hearty, good quality Mexican food with this, but
no, I think this beer is meant to be paired, and that's what they said in their story. They made these beers to pair with delicious Mexican dishes.
I absolutely agree.
So Wyatt and I have what we call. I'm gonna go to the Uinta beer.
Okay.
So Wyatt and I, one of our favorite pale ales is probably episode with Halls, we talked about it. It was the most, it's like Utah's Sierra Nevada. It is.
Dude, I was about to say that same thing.
It's called Cutthroat Pale Ale.
I think we've drank this beer more than probably, anything else on the podcast.
But every single Utah that likes pale ales, every single person that I talk to, and they talk about the podcast, they're always like, dude, Cutthroat's my fucking favorite.
Even people who don't like pale ale.
And when I told you this story back in the day, my first experience with Cutthroat was in Sundance. So at Sundance, which served this on tap, and this was like one of our on tap beers, is Cutthroat and the Yoo-Hoo, Kolsch style. And everyone just fucking loved the Cutthroat. I only remember one time when one guy drank the Cutthroat after I poured it for him, and he looked at me and goes, this is shit. And I go, where are you from? And he's like, L.A. What?
L.A.
Okay, whatever. And it didn't give me not to bag on L.A. or anything like that. I was almost offended. Like, you don't appreciate good beer.
Yeah.
And again, Sierra Nevada, I can compare this one to Sierra Nevada. This one's our Sierra Nevada.
And I think the flavor difference shows between this and Sierra Nevada. Like,
right.
When people in California think like pale ale, they're thinking Sierra Nevada. And Sierra Nevada has a little bit higher alcohol percentage. And to me, Sierra Nevada is like it makes me think of California, specifically like the Lake Tahoe area. Not that I've ever really been to like Lake Tahoe, but I've kind of camped above Sacramento.
Yeah.
And kind of like those pine trees and those mountains and like those clear lakes. But then 2 hours away, you've still got the ocean and you can go. You know, there's not great surfing in that part of California, but if you want to endure like some colder water, like you could still surf there and you can like catch crab, like all of that stuff.
You're spot on.
Sierra Nevada makes me think of
California,
specifically like the more mountainous part of California, but it's still got some of that like lighter kind of citrusy flavors that can make you think, you know, like the ocean. But
so what does the Cutthroat make you think of? You explained Sierra Nevada, but now do it for a Cutthroat.
Cutthroat makes me think of like, standing in the Provo River with waders on, fishing with like my cousins as a kid.
I feel like so my grandfather, same thing.
Yeah,
he loved fishing, and we always got cutthroat or rainbow trout.
Yeah,
and this is what I think of.
Sometimes if you're lucky, you'll find like a brown or a brookie. Exactly. Like
when we never got a brown, he would freak out, and we'd grill it and going camping because like my grandfather is my fucking hero. Yeah. And this beer reminds me of the good time. I sucked at fishing. And he loved fishing, and to me it was boring. As a child, I didn't want to go do other things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Grandpa, I don't want to fish. This is so boring. And I remember him and I getting a ticket because we didn't have a license one time. Like, that was stupid. And but the best part about it is you're totally right. When we go fishing or we go down the tubing down the river in Provo River.
Oh, yeah.
People are doing this, and this is what it reminds me of. This is a river beer, Utah river beer.
Specifically river.
Yes.
Like, like those mountains and like – like it makes me think of cold like the ass. Cold water of the river.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude.
Yeah,
coming off the mountains because Utah.
Being excited
we
about
have
catching
fucking
a fish.
Gorgeous mountains.
Yeah.
We had the fucking Uintas here and the Uinta Brewery. Ironic.
Uinta Brewery,
you know
with
what I mean?
The cutthroat. And they had a cutthroat. So stoked to catch
they knew
cutthroat.
What they were doing. You understand? Yeah, they get
well
that.
Done.
Good
fucking
job, guys.
Well
but
the same way that Sierra Nevada makes you think of California, Cutthroat makes you think of
yes.
Utah. And like,
if you're a true Utahn,
Starry Nights,
you gotta have the Cutthroat Pale Ale.
Yeah,
it is a rich amber color. It's got a full body malt and it has a clean hop finish.
This has got to be the second or third time we've drank this on the podcast, but this is like
still exciting, dude.
This is the Utah beer, and I please, for the love of God, please like hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, or whatever, and like. Tell us it isn't, and tell us what beer you think is more of like the Utah
that's true.
Beer than this.
So we're Wyatt's right there. So guys, we're gonna a little time out here. Give us a follow. Look at us on Instagram. We're the Taste Masters. You can get us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have a great website, tastemastersdrink.com. Share with your friends. If you guys have questions for us, DM us, hit us up. If you guys have suggestions, please, we're here. We're here to get educated and to help you guys understand craft beer. And Utah specifically right now. Wyatt and I are going to branch out into, you know, liquors and wines and other beers. But right now, we need to bring appreciation to what's going on in Utah, and that's craft beer. Yeah. And this right here is a staple. So like I said, and Wyatt said, Uinta Brewing has the Cutthroat Pale Ale. We think it's our Sierra Nevada. If you guys disagree, let us know.
Yeah.
What's out there? I want to know what Utah's beer is.
I think a case could be made for Hop Rising, but I still think that Cutthroat's got it beat by fucking...
Hop Rising has got that, it's a more alcohol percentage, and I think a lot of people get that, but I think for those who don't want the alcohol bite, they tone it back a little bit, Cutthroat Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Right? Because remember, for those who are listening, Pale Ales aren't the same as IPAs. Right, they're different. They are two. They're same style ish.
In the same way, in the same way that like Guinness and like the Old Rasputin are very different beers. This and the Hop Rising IPA are very different beers. Mm-hmm.
And so Squatters does a great job with that.
Fucking amazing.
This one's Uinta. I mean, this one it's got that little bit piney hops to it. I think I was reading this one's a 45 IBUs.
Nice.
And I don't think it's that bitter. But so IBUs, international.
A fair amount of bitterness from this.
It's got bitterness to it, but I think it's maybe we're just used to it now. But it's 5% alcohol, ABV, and I love it, dude.
One of the things I love about Uinta beers, they always have the scale on the side.
Mm-hmm.
This shows like how malty and how hoppy. Yeah. I love that.
And that's it's so helpful.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
It gives you just little notes to taste with.
So this one, this Cutthroat has gotten at least 25 beer awards. They took a bronze medal in the Beer World Cup in Ordinary Bitter in 2006. They kick ass. So here's one of mine that I brought for Wyatt. Wyatt hasn't been he has been away from this beer for a while. So Strap Tank, our brewmaster Sean Smith, who is no longer with us, but he's going to be brewing on the side. He's not dead, but it sounds like he's no longer. He's dead to us right now. He's moved on. Anyway, but Sean Smith.
He's in a better place.
He's in a better place. So this is one of the last batches he brewed, the Sportster. So the Sportster from Strap Tank Brewery. Sportster is a Sessions IPA. It's 4.7 ABV. This one is something that Wyatt and I love to pour and we love to give to people. It's when people want an IPA. Again, Sessions IPA is a lot different than an IPA. Sessions is toned down, less ABV. It's not – this one is beautiful though.
Yeah.
So, Wyatt, I brought this specifically for you to reminisce on the Sportster.
Thanks, man. I've had like a love-hate relationship with the Sportster over the years.
Tell me why. I mean, I'm curious.
Well, I mean, it's changed so much. Like, I started the Strap Tank 3 years ago, this month, I think.
Oh, damn.
Maybe next month, yeah. And when I started, like, I didn't love the Sportster. And, like, when I started, I was, like, new to craft beer. You know, like, I remember talking, like, my first day that I worked. It was, like, a Saturday after I got off early, and Aubrey was the one training me.
Shout out to Aubrey.
Again, like, third time, OBS. She's like, why don't you guys ever shout me out? I feel like we've shouted out Aubrey more than anyone else.
At least three times.
Yeah.
That or Cody or Michael or, yeah.
Any of them. But Aubrey and I sat down and tasted every single beer on the menu. And that was the first time I had beer, like, at all in, like, months.
Okay.
So I got pretty tipsy off, like...
Just tasting.
Like, 7 ounces of beer total.
Okay. I mean, nothing wrong with that. But the Sportster to me is, and again, people... I get hit and miss from individuals who come in out of state.
Yeah.
Those who understand what a Sessions IPA is, they're like, okay, this one's good.
It's always been a little bit of malt, but a lot of like more kind of citrusy and tropical hops than and like there's some solid bitterness to it, but it's not intense. I don't think it's anything really more than the Cutthroat.
Right. I enjoy it. As a Sessions IPA.
Last time I had it, it was like
it's probably more, 3 months ago, dude.
Yeah, it was several months ago. And it was more like piney. And, like piney and what's the word I'm looking for?
Floral?
Yeah, maybe like floral, almost like stepping away from like the citrusy and tropical, but more like piney and floral. Yeah.
Cause I feel like I get tropical fruits in it. That citra. It just, to me, it's got like a floral hoppiness. Oh, on the nose is great.
Very citrusy.
It's citrusy. It's got the floral bitterness to it. But it's not bitter where it's like, you pucker. But the Sportster is a good, clean, cold Sessions IPA.
Less malt character to it. And honestly, like, I think it might even be a little less hoppy than the Cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
And just like dank and piney a little bit. And then floral.
And to me, this is crushable. I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but in my opinion, I think this is more crushable than the Uinta Cutthroat. In my opinion, to me, it's,
I don't know, man.
I think so. And for me, anyway, for me, it's, I think it's just a skosh more crushable than the Cutthroat, because the Cutthroat to me has more body. This one to me is more crisp.
Yeah, definitely more crisp.
And so because of that crispness, I feel like it's more crushable.
Beautiful color. I think this is my favorite
color.
It's colored
gorgeous.
Beer
it's
that
got
we've
it's got like a golden today. Straw.
And almost like a like golden straw is perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
And almost like a reddish kind of thing, but not quite. Beautiful color.
And I love pouring this for people. People who, I mean, I have a lot of regulars and locals, and you do too, Wyatt. Like, they just love Sportster. That's their IPA, their Sessions IPA of choice. But
great beer.
IPAs, again, beautiful pale ales. We have great pale ales and IPAs here in Utah.
Yeah. Such a variety too.
Absolutely. But beautiful. I mean, Utah has great beer. It's out there. Just go get it. Right. And we gave you three great examples of different companies that have great beer.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try more with you, Wyatt. I'm glad that we kind of enjoy IPAs now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm tickled.
I think.
That's a weird way to put it. I'm tickled.
You're tickled.
I'm tickled.
Oh, I get it. Sure.
But that's it for this episode, guys. Again, if you have any questions, let us know. Till the next beverage, bros.
Yeah, cheers.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. This has been David and Wyatt on Taste Masters.